In Exodus, it says that the people came out of Egypt and wandered on the desert. But that's not the whole story. It's a birth story and a coming of age story. They're conceived in darkness, they go through a channel, and are out in the bright sunshine. What's the first thing that they do? They're fed manna from heaven. But do they like the manna from heaven? They do not. The word manna in Hebrew actually means, what is it? That's true. And they look at this stuff and they say, whoa, what is that's the best you can do, Lord? And so they're fed, they're taken care of, and then Daddy goes away, goes up to Mount Sinai, and the kids go down to Arnsthorpe, and they put signs on saying, party. And then Daddy comes home, and there's a big mess, and they yell and scream and break tablets. And this is a metaphor for coming of age. It's a metaphor for experimentation. Eventually, they grow up. They find partners. They have families. Not yet, guys, not yet. And eventually, their parents come to a river that they can't cross over. But their children can. And we, at some point, all come to that river. And we send our children off into the future. We have given you a great gift of a world that is not perfect. We have given you a great opportunity to engage the world and to heal and to fix this world. This world needs you. The Exodus story, in a sense, is a story of a relay race. That those of you who watch sports, and you know who you are, know that in a real relay race, the runners run, say, the mile relay. They do a full lap, and then there's a zone where the runner who has done almost a quarter mile sees the next group and starts running, and it's a zone for transferring the baton. That zone can be fairly large, and this is the zone that you're in and that we're in. We are taking at the ends of our lap and reaching out to you as you start accelerating and we start slowing down. We hand it to you. And that zone that we're running through is where we all are today with you and always with our world. We're passing on our legacy from generation to generation. We have not been perfect. And we will not expect perfection. But we have done our best to give you a sense of who we are, of what our values are, and to equip you to run your lap. And the critical part of all of this is now to partially ignore my metaphor and understand that it's not a competition, that it is not who is the fastest. It is running with a sense of integrity with your own values. It's doing the best that you can with what we've given you and then improving on it. When I look back at the world records in the Olympics, the first modern Olympics, almost any of you could beat those speeds. Each generation can improve, can advance it a little bit more. It is important. Ultimately, the lap that you run, how you lead your lives, what you build as a legacy to pass on to the children and young adults who come after you, that is the critical part of your journey. It has been the critical part of our journey. And I say this without being critical, because you are indeed beautiful and wonderful. And it has been a pleasure for all the people in this community and your family and friends who are here to watch you grow, to watch you experiment, to be there for you and with you on this portion of your journey. And just be good enough to write us letters in the forms of emails and Skypes and iChats and maybe even face-to-face conversations about where you are going, and report to us from the future that you will create. Bless you all. It's been an honor to be this part of the journey with you.